Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings to everyone throughout this world and on this earth. Tuning in to the Black Box Show, your co-host, Roosevelt Muhammad, a.k.a. Champ God, is on the scene. I thank you for those that are tuning in by podcast, those that are tuning in by calling in. Our call-in number, and you can hear it live on your phone. You can put your phone on mute at the same time to listen to this show. The number is 646-668-2562. The number again to call in to hear it, to hear this show live, is 646-668-2562. And I thank you for those that are tuning in by internet at blogtalkradio.com/Roosevelt Muhammad. I thank you so much for the positive, powerful feedback through Twitter, through Instagram. I mean, people telling me to keep going to the top, and you will be surprised that when you start releasing your gifts and your talents before the world, not just make your gifts and talents for a particular race of people, make your gifts and your talents to be universal, and you will be amazed with the feedback of people of a different color and a different lifestyle that you may be living. And it's not about being the judge. You know, and that's one of the things that keep people back from achieving their goals in life, is having a judgmental spirit and having a judgmental attitude. I'm so grateful because the topics and the information that relates to the topics that have been done on this show, it haven't just been for black people. It haven't just been for a certain age group. This show is for everybody. This show is universal. And I want everybody to understand that if you create a product and your product is just for a certain race of people, your own kind, you will not be successful. Because your product wasn't given to you by the Creator just for your own kind. Your product was made for everybody on the planet. How can corporations like Walmart, like Home Depot, how can they continue to grow and be prosperous if they just had in their stores merchandise and products just for white people, just for a certain culture of people? And the same with Home Depot. They, the nails, the wood, the hammers, and everything that Home Depot carries is not just for a certain race of people. And see, we need to break that genetic and that environmental habit. We need to break it right now. Some of us right now, we in traffic. We going to a job that we hate. We going among people that we can't stand. And we've been going through this for years. We say, oh my God, another day to put up with this person, with that person. Another day to go to this job. I can't stand this job. And when we participate in entertaining those type of thoughts, you create those storms in your life. This topic this morning is called Smile Through the Storm. But most of the storms that we have in our lives is what we created. But so many of us, we blame the Creator for the storms. We blame our mother, we blame our father, we blame our children, we blame our loved ones. It can be a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a partner, a husband, a wife. It can be stepchildren. We blame other people, and we blame the infinite intelligence about what we go through. And we have not yet looked within ourselves and become honest. Look at the bills that pile up. Look at what we do with the money that we receive. We live beyond our means. We want to satisfy the outside and not satisfying the inside. And we create these storms in our lives. The only way these storms can stop, if we just write down, stop acting like you can memorize things. You can't even remember probably when the last time you had money that you saved up, that you were satisfied with. And it wasn't no burden on nobody else to help you to take care of your responsibility. Just write it down. Just write it down. It don't have to be something fancy that you write down, how you write it down. Just write down on a sheet of paper everything that is causing you to be unproductive. Write down the things that is causing you to be stuck. How did you become stuck? Even though it may hurt some of us, and the truth, it hurts because of ignorance. But when we write these things out and head on, we look at what is keeping us from losing, what is keeping us from winning, what is causing us just to do enough just to get by, what is causing us to be dissatisfied with self. We can look at what we have written. And then after we have written that down, we write down what we want to happen. And that's why some people, they do not receive what they feel as though they should receive when they pray to the Creator, because we go into prayer saying what we don't want to happen, instead of us saying what we want to happen. That's all we need to be concerned about, what we want to happen, and whatever we have experienced on yesterday and the yesterdays after yesterday. Let us not go back and live in those moments. We have to build our potential. We have to build our will to succeed in life. What it looked like one ignorant person doing their best to philosophize on another ignorant person, and you have two ignorant persons going back and forward. It's just like two dogs barking at each other in separate yards, next door neighbors, but two dogs of the neighbors, they barking at each other, just making a lot of noise. And that's how a lot of us, we just become so noisy until we lose focus on what we need to do to better ourselves. See, we can smile. We can smile in this very moment right now because we can say, you know, what I'm hearing, I can begin. I can make this step. I can put forth the effort to do the things that I never done before. But I know when I begin, it's going to help me. It's going to heal me. And the calamities, the storms in my life can pass away from me. I can live in heaven. I can live in peace. I can live in happiness. I don't have to depend on someone else to make me happy, to uplift me. I can uplift my own self. I can get out of that poverty state of mind. I can have a rich state of mind. I can be rich, I can be wealthy, I can have good health. I can have success and prosperity in my life right now. I do not have to wait until 3 o'clock this afternoon, 6 o'clock this evening, 9 o'clock tonight or tomorrow. I don't have to wait until I go to school. I don't have to wait on nothing and nobody. I can start right now. My life can have a new beginning. And once I begin to live my life like this, I can share my story with others. What keeps a lot of us stuck is listening to the day and the dim. The day and the dim, they don't want you to prosper. Whatever idea you share with the days and the dims, they're going to tell you how hard it would be, how it can't happen. And you will say to yourself, you know, you're right. You're right. The world going to end. You're right. We living in an abomination. You're right. You know, it ain't for me no way. And the very ideal that the Creator have given us, it have passed from our mind into another mind. And as time goes on, we see the very thing that we once had the ideal and the opportunity to do, and we see someone else doing it. And we just feel so ashamed because we listen to those people that didn't want nothing in life. They just wanted the easy way out. They just wanted to play safe. Do you believe that the things that we see outside of us is created? It was created by those that wanted to play it safe. I don't want to get no scars. I don't want to get no marks. I don't want to fall down. I don't want to mess up nothing. That's walking on eggshells, playing it safe. It's just like a child in the process of walking. The child may walk, may take one or two steps, fall down, grab onto something to get back up on his feet, take one, two steps, fall down, get back up, take one, two, three steps, fall down, take one, two, three, and a half steps. See, life is a process. You thinking about being a sprinter. You got to look at yourself being a marathon runner. A person in a marathon have to pace themselves. You running for 5 miles, may run for 10 miles, and you hopping out there like a jackrabbit. Probably 2 miles, you'll be worn out. The race is not to the swift nor to the strong, but the one that endure it to the end. It's about having endurance. Stop waiting on everything to be right to have a happy life. Stop waiting on everything to be perfect for you to begin to live abundance. Abundance of happiness. Abundance of peace. You can smile anything that may come up unexpectedly as an obstacle or as opposition. You can look at it and smile because after what you have gone through, you have prepared yourself to be ready. So the next time opposition pops up, obstacles pops up, you know how to go around it. You know how to overcome it. And you know how to cast it away. Because you are in harmony with your vibration that you are functioning in. And that vibration is a positive vibration, a vibration of possibility. And you have built yourself and locked yourself in to be in perfect harmony to what you truly want. And you begin to be a creator, not a spectator. not just going along to get along. You will begin to feel rich. You will begin to see your life take so many leaps because you made a decision. It didn't matter what your mother said about you, what your father said about you. It didn't matter what nobody said about you that kept you stuck because you broke that cycle. You stopped repeating the very thing that caused you to feel like a loser. The very thoughts that was popping up for you to commit suicide, you overcame those thoughts. You overcame those thoughts of depression. And you began to impress upon the subconscious mind what you truly want. Now, I'm going to tell you from experience because I'm still in this process as well. Because your mind going to wonder. Oh, you're going to start looking at something and you're going to focus, you're going to concentrate, and here go things pop up to distract you. That negative chattering to tell you what you can't do and the other things that you need to do. But you got to continue to practice. That's why some men and some women, they become a better actor and a better actress than many others because they just feel the character that they play. They can show you that I'm actually crying, and you don't begin to cry. They know how to be emotional to make you and I to be emotional. That's why some actors and actresses, they don't receive jobs to be in movies, to be in episodes, because the role that they played the last time, it didn't really bring out that imaginary character that they was playing. And some of us have imaginary walls that keep blocking us from going through. It's like we in a maze. And we feel it on the wall. And we become frustrated because what was programmed in our minds. Just like that old commercial with that lady saying, I'm falling and I can't get up. And some of us feel that way. Some of us feel as though that certain things you didn't accomplish as a child, certain things that you didn't accomplish when you was a younger adult, your life would never be as it can be. And that's a lie. There's no such thing to fake it until you make it. It's about imagining and visualizing yourself being, doing, and having what you want. Stop downloading foolishness. Stop downloading madness. Stop downloading things in your mind that's only going to paralyze you, that's only going to make you feel like a loser. Stop worrying about what other people are doing. Whatever they doing and it make them happy, It may not be the same thing you need to be doing to make you happy. Then when you call people, they flip-floppers. They start one thing, don't finish the one thing that they start, and they start something else. And all around in their life is incomplete projects that they never finish. And they blame others for not being supportive, for not caring about what they wanted to do, and they yet begin to look at themselves and say that my life is incomplete because everything I do, I never complete it. I never complete what I start. Start one thing. And once that one thing is taken off and it's moving the way we want it to move, then start something else. It's just like going back. It's just like taking baby steps. Stop beating yourself up. Start forgiving yourself. Start saying, you know, I apologize for being so hard on you. And I just want to say that you did the best that you could. And now, since you have apologized to yourself, you have forgiven yourself, you can begin to grow. Do not hold on to nothing that is not going to grow you, that is not going to develop you to be the best that you can be. This is your moment right now to be that person to smile through the storm. Do not worry about the outside world. Everything outside of us is an illusion. The real world and the real universe is within, where we live. The temple, the vessel, the house, that place where we live inside of. Everything that we want, it can be manifested right now. It can be manifested within us. And once we feel comfortable with that, at any moment, it will be manifested externally. It will be manifested outside of us. I thank you for tuning in. Continue to tune in to the show. And God willing, I will be right back being the co-host of this show next Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. Central Time. You can download this show and you can book Roosevelt Muhammad. You can book Roosevelt Muhammad. You can call 612-978-4048 to come to your city, to come to your school, to come to your function, whatever the event may be. I guarantee you it will not be the same. It will be real growth and development. Thank you. Have a blessed and prosperous life. Thank you for tuning in.